Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. It is Wednesday on this program. You know what that means? Tonight, AEW Dynamite. I'll be telling you all about the show, the lineup, what we got coming up tonight. Obviously, we got a pay-per-view coming up in a few weeks, but what tonight really is, tonight is the go-home show for AEW Rampage in Chicago at the United Center, the expected debut of one CM Punk. We'll talk about that tonight and a lot of other things as well, including what is actually the top story today, and that is a big match added by New Japan for the Wrestle Grand Slam show. Why is that the big story of the day? Well, I'll tell you when we come back from the break because it ties into a lot of different things. We've also got updates on Shingo and Bushi. Both have tested positive for COVID-19. They removed 7 wrestlers from a couple of events because of close contact with these two, so we'll update you on that. We got Raw ratings for Monday night. Raw, of course, was the go-home show for SummerSlam, which is this coming Saturday night. Saturday is SummerSlam, and Sunday is the TakeOver show. And as we talked about a couple of days ago, there are changes coming to NXT in a lot of different ways. If you watched the show last night, Samoa Joe and Karrion Kross destroyed a large portion of the Capitol Wrestling Center, probably because they're getting rid of portions of the Capitol Wrestling Center. So we'll tell you about that. Plus the Thursday Impact show, WWE attempting once again to get into the podcasting game, and Ring of Honor TV, and tons more. So a lot to get into here today on the program. We'll be taking your text messages. Drew Cordero will join us in the final segment of the show, talking about Beyond Wrestling and more. Lots to get into back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Single from Wendy's made with fresh, never frozen beef has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves, BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
You've been putting back a few. And a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This from the front page of Wrestling Observer. A match between Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi has been set for Wrestle Grand Slam after Tanahashi issued a challenge to Ibushi. This obviously is a show coming up in September, and this is big news for actually a lot of different reasons. So, number one, this means Ibushi's okay. I've been asking about this for like 6 weeks now. Kota Ibushi ended up, there was a lot of things that went down with Kota Ibushi, but first he got pneumonia, and I got to go back even further. And I've got like 50 people texting me right now, so I apologize. I'll handle that in a minute. So what happened was Kota Ibushi got vaccinated, and then Kota Ibushi didn't feel well. And so the initial report was that he had suffered a bad reaction to the vaccine. So he goes in to get looked at and everything like that. And then it turns out that, in fact, it wasn't a bad reaction to the vaccine. He had coincidentally also, at the time that he got his vaccine, apparently also got something else, which ended up turning into aspiration pneumonia, which is no joke. So he's out, and they start announcing lineups for upcoming shows. And the word was that he was doing all right, but then we got matches announced for a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now. No Ibushi, no Ibushi, no Ibushi, no Ibushi. As noted, aspiration pneumonia is no joke, so I started to get worried. No word on how Ibushi was doing for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So anyway, the fact that they have finally announced that he will be wrestling Tanahashi at this show on September 4th, that's good news. That's an indication that he's going to be all right. Because if there were still concerns, they would not be announcing him for a show coming up in 3 weeks now. The other reason that this is important, besides the fact that we now know that Ibushi is hopefully all right, so the September 4th Wrestle Grand Slam show has Hiroshi Tanahashi on it. As I have been stating for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, I did not think that it was going to end up being Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Jon Moxley at All Out. And Tanahashi being in Japan on September 4th doing a show for Wrestle Grand Slam, the chances of it being Jon Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi for All Out is, I wouldn't say zero, but I would say at this point it's very, very close to zero. This is pretty much what I had said from day one. There is at some point very likely going to be a Jon Moxley-Hiroshi Tanahashi match. I mean, they've been teasing it for a long time, but that is not going to be whatever Jon Moxley is going to be doing at All Out. I don't know what it is that Moxley is doing at All Out, but I think we can now safely say it is not Hiroshi Tanahashi. Who it ends up being, I do not know. But that's the update. If you're upset that you're not going to get that Tanahashi match, I don't know what to tell you. You should be happy, however, that you are going to get an Ibushi match, and he appears to be okay for September 4th. All good news.
And let's hope Shingo Takagi and Bushi and everybody else that's actually got the COVID right now is okay, because with Shingo, if he ends up taking longer than hoped to recover, then you're running into a situation with another IWGP heavyweight championship that now goes up into the ether, and what are you going to do with it? And they have had an awful year. There's just no other way to cut it. They continue. They've had an awful last couple of years. We all have. But New Japan obviously has suffered mightily. And that new IWGP World Championship with the brand new lineage continues to suffer from any sort of K-fabulous ghosts out there that continue to haunt the thing. So it's just a tough time. And hopefully everybody, and not just in New Japan, in Stardom, in All Japan, in DDT, Big Japan, and frankly everywhere across the world, but considering how it's hurting these Japanese promotions right now, hopefully everybody can continue to stay safe and hopefully recover and be fine moving forward.
So, yes, Takagi and Bushi both tested positive. They were removed from shows this weekend because they had a fever. And then five other wrestlers that had been in contact with them, Naito, Sanada, Evil, Yujiro, Gedo, and Dick Togo, which actually is more than five, they were all quarantined. And we know that Takagi and Bushi did test positive for COVID. And according to New Japan, their fevers went down and their conditions are not becoming worse. So that's good news. According to protocols and under medical advice, they are isolating and receiving appropriate treatment. And I guess we're just waiting for the results of everybody else that had come into close contact. So that's the update on New Japan. Still pretty much a disaster over there. And that's why a lot of the foreigners aren't over there. Raw ratings. 1.86 million viewers and a 0.55 in 18 to 49, 0.33 in 18 to 34. Raw was first by a wide margin in 18 to 49. Tucker Carlson second at 0.41. Renowned in those young viewer demos right there. 15th overall, second to Tucker Carlson in women 18 to 49. It was first in men 18 to 49, first in 18 to 34, second in women 12 to 34. And et cetera, et cetera. First hour, it's a usual three-hour fall. 1.96 million viewers in the first hour. 1.86 million viewers in the second hour. 1.8 million viewers in the third hour. So they dropped over three, which is what normally happens, although sometimes during this daylight savings time period, the second hour does better, but not here on this show. Now, the other thing that's interesting is, I don't know what to say about this. After missing most of the last week of events due to unforeseen circumstances, which actually is not exactly what I would say, Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks have reportedly been cleared for action. News was first reported by PW Insider. They are scheduled to be on the show on Friday and at SummerSlam. Now, timeline-wise, they both missed the weekend shows. Not a week. They were on SmackDown on Friday in the ring live with each other. They both began to miss shows due to unforeseen circumstances. Listen, WWE does not announce who has COVID and who does not have COVID, except in extraordinarily rare circumstances. So I guess it's possible that they did not have COVID. Now, if they did have COVID, this is a very interesting timeline here. However, I suppose it is possible. I'm going to tell you why. So there's a lot of news out, and granted, I'm not a doctor. All right, so don't like, anyway. Been a lot of news out about breakthrough infections and how you can get COVID if you're vaccinated and if you're not vaccinated. And, of course, everyone reads the headlines and they don't read the rest of the articles and they freak out and blah, blah, blah. Yes, if you're vaccinated, you can get COVID. But if you're vaccinated and you get COVID, number one, you're far less likely to get a severe case of COVID. And number two, you actually get through your COVID infection faster than a person who is not vaccinated. So it is possible that both Sasha Banks and Bianca were vaccinated. They tested positive for COVID on a breakthrough. And they have already legitimately passed a test and are now clear to return. This is possible. So I'm not saying there's a conspiracy or anything like that. I don't actually know what happened. I don't even know they had COVID. But it is interesting that they were in the ring together and they missed some events. And there may have been other people that were close to the situation that were getting tested over the last couple of days. So you can make of all of this what you will, but it is possible that, in fact, they did contract COVID and they are already cleared and they will be fine for SmackDown and they will be fine for the SummerSlam pay-per-view, which is a pretty good reason to get vaccinated. But I'm not here to tell anyone to get vaccinated or not. I'm just telling you what happened. And now I'm going to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Drew Cordero, Beyond Wrestling. Biggest show of the year is coming up this weekend. I'm going to talk to him about that in the next segment of the show. But until then, We got more news here. Did you watch the NXT show last night, Mike?
I did.
I didn't yet. But I watched some of it. And I also watched a couple of highlights. So my my first question, obviously, having watched the opener. Kushida, by the way, they advertised Kushida and Roderick Strong and didn't do it. But at least they alerted us that Kushida was not medically cleared to compete, which has happened like twice in the last 2 weeks now. I don't know if it's unforeseen or if it's foreseen. But anyway, point is, he wasn't there. And so instead, they did Roderick Strong and Ilya Dragunov. They had a great opener. Ilya Dragunov beat him. And now I am even more flummoxed as to why they beat Ilya Dragunov on the show last week. Can anyone explain this to me with a brain? No? All right. And then Indy and Dexter, they're getting married. Can you imagine? You there?
What do you want me to say to that? Beth Phoenix.
Can you imagine they're getting married?
Yes, I can imagine it because
I'm trying to open up opportunities for you to talk here today since I've been talking the whole time.
Nah, you can go ahead and just give your opinion on that. I'm sure you're going to give it all about Cameron Grimes and Ted DiBiase anyway, whether you saw that or not. It's going to be the greatest thing you've ever seen.
No, I didn't see it, so I'm not going to comment.
I want to know what Beth Phoenix, why she is so involved in this. Is she a big, does she just love weddings? Why is she looking out for Indy? She loves loves.
She loves love.
That's what it is? Okay. Yeah. Like a walk-in-lifetime movie over there on commentary, isn't she? My God.
She's in love with love. You know what I did see last night, though? I saw the ROH TV show.
Oh, yeah?
What an ROH Women's Tournament first-round match we had. Max the Impaler and Holodead.
Starting off with a tempo there, it's certainly.
Well, you know, we had Max the Impaler and Holodead, which is a perfect matchup. And Max the Impaler defeated Holodead, who is now dead, impaled by Max the Impaler. And so Max the Impaler moves on in this tournament here. And then the main event of the show, there was only two matches on the show. It couldn't be easier to watch this show. It was, I'll get to Brandon Cutler in a minute. It was EC3, Flip Gordon, Josh Woods, and the Briscoes versus Bandido, Jonathan Gresham, Dragon Lee, Chris Dickinson, and Homicide. All Stars versus Champions was the main event. And you'll be surprised to know that it was 13 minutes of all action, fun and excitement, really good match. And I liked it, but I got to get this out of the way. I cannot wait for fans to come back to some of these shows. I've seen enough empty arena shows in my lifetime. I realize we're in a Delta surge, but like, there's ways to do this however you want to do it. But yes, we need some fans in the building. But they got a big show coming up this weekend.
Did you know Sinclair was a television company?
Yeah, they are a television company. What's your point?
They should be good at this stuff now, shouldn't they? About sweetening sound and figuring this stuff out. So,
well, I mean, they're good at doing a television show. It's a fine television show. There's just no people there.
Well, and because sometimes it echoes. That's the one thing about ROH is sometimes you hear like an announcer echo. And that's one thing where, you know, we've evolved far enough where I don't know if we need to hear that necessarily. You know,
well,
what I mean?
The problem, Mike, is you either cover all of the walls in acoustic paneling, which you then have to take down when the fans show up, or like, what are you going to do about it? It's an empty building. It's called acoustics.
Okay, Brian.
Something you'd know. Look
no,
at my
of course
acoustics.
We know nothing about. Yes,
take a look at this cabin here. Notice the angled walls. Notice the, you know why there's a bed back there? Not because I sleep there. The bed's back there to dampen the echoes here in this chamber that I'm in right here. See all these, I got, I don't even know
so
what it is back
NXT.
There.
Why
no, I told
NXT?
You that. I'm going to watch it tonight. I have better things to do.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the first match.
Like watching Ring of Honor or like hanging out
no,
with your kids?
I'll tell you a better thing I had to do.
What's that?
I watched Brandon Cutler versus Frankie Kazarian on AEW Dark.
You're a horrible father.
What are you talking? Bro, my children
That's
were-
family time you could spend and you're watching AEW Dark? This is what you've turned into
So
now?
This is the argument we're going to have that I was supposed to be up with my kids at midnight. My kids
I'm
have been asleep
anything.
For 5 hours when
Who's
I watched these shows.
Anything? You're the one who gets all fired up here.
Well, what I watched yesterday, if you must know,
Yes.
As I watched WWE No Mercy 2001, which took me 3 hours. Yes. And then I watched the first 30 minutes of NXT, and then I watched the indie thing. I'll watch the rest of it tonight. And then, yes, I watched Brandon Cutler versus Frankie Kazarian on AEW Dark. You guys want to see a fun match? Well, watch this one. I put Brandon Cutler and the Young Bucks in the Hall of Awesome as an act. But after last night's match with Frankie Kazarian, I'm strongly considering whether I want to put him in as a singles competitor. This match was so great. Colt Cabana said it was his favorite match of the year, by the way. And I was bombarded with emails saying I had to watch it. Long story short, Frankie Kazarian beat Brandon Cutler. My daughter is very much into Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. And bro, if you want to watch a live-action version, it was this match right here. It all builds to the big spot at the end where Nakazawa takes the referee. Brandon Cutler gets in the ring with the spray, and he goes to spray Kazarian, and nothing comes out. And so what does this idiot do? Why isn't this thing working? And he looks at it, and he pushes a button. He sprays spray in his face, and he gets choked out for the finish. I was dying. Loved the match. The best thing I saw all day yesterday. I don't know if I'd say that. It was the funniest thing I saw all day yesterday. If you want to see like a good old-school pay-per-view with great wrestling, then you got to go watch the No Mercy 2001, because that is a great, great in-ring professional wrestling show. So go check that out.
What was the main event on No Mercy 01?
Well, we had Steve Austin and Rob Van Dam and Kurt Angle. And they did a three-way for the WWE title. And if this would have taken place in 2021, they would have gone 27 to 35 minutes. They would have done every move under the sun. They would have killed the crowd by the end. And then they would have done some nutty stuff, and it would have been over. Back then, it was like, we got 15 minutes worth of stuff. They went 15 minutes, and it was over. It was awesome. We had Chris Jericho versus The Rock, which, holy smokes, that one went 23 minutes, and it was worth every minute of that 23 minutes. And then if you want to see some violence and you want to see why Christian had to retire for 7 years, one of the reasons, you can watch Christian versus Edge in a ladder match, which ends with Edge giving Christian a concerto on the top of a ladder, legit knocking him out, Christian's limp body down this ladder to the ground, and then Edge walks up and he grabs the belt and he wins. That was too much for me. But I watched it, and it was, if you want to see violence and craziness in a ladder match, that was a match for you. You know what's coming up tonight, everybody? Do you know, Mike?
I do.
Do you have the lineup for Dynamite on TNT, or am I going to give it out here?
Well, we can talk about it. Who wants to grab it first here?
What do you know off the top of your head?
Let me shuffle through papers here like Dave. Hold on. Let me pull it up for Christ.
Chris Jericho and MJF are going to have a match. The fifth labor of Jericho.
The fifth labor of Jericho. This should have been a different labor. I'm in that camp of people that should have had five full ones on Jericho before we got to MJF. Although, looking at Jericho in some of these matches, maybe it's better off for just getting right to MJF.
Thunder Rosa will be wrestling on the show against Penelope Ford. I believe that will be the 9:30 segment for those of you that want to watch that match. We have got a Texas Tornado match.
Wait, we've got exact times on that one?
So I've heard. Sting and Darby Allin will be facing 2.0 in a Texas Tornado match. That'd Sammy Guevara awesome. Versus Sean Spears. Sammy Guevara has a big announcement. The Young Bucks will face the Jurassic Express for the AEW Tag Team titles. Dan Lambert will be showing up with a backup.
Thank God.
And, of course, we have the build towards the show, which is coming up on Friday. AEW Rampage in Chicago at the United Center. 14,000 folks in the crowd for the expected debut of one CM Punk.
They'll chant for him tonight.
This coming Friday night. Yeah, they're going to chant for him. They're going to zoom in on the fans because it is much anticipated, this debut of of CM Punk on Friday.
I wonder if
night.
2.0 right now, as we're doing this show live on national radio, I wonder if 2.0 is around Sting's locker room chanting for him. How excited are 2.0 right now? What kind of turnaround has 2.0
had? Well, we're not sure because that Matt fella, thinks it's not Sting, it's Jeff Farmer. So I don't know how excited he is.
Does he think it's actually Jeff Farmer, the fake NWO Sting, or Jumpin' Jeff Farmer of interview fame?
Or Matt Farmer of Defy? We don't know which Farmer it's going to be tonight.
He's a wrestling historian, then, if that's the case, of the highest magnitude.
Yes, we've also got Thursday, Impact. We got an appearance by the new champion, Christian Cage. Moose and Ace Austin versus Chris Sabin and Sami Callihan. Matt Cardona versus Shira. Doc Gallows versus Joe Doring, Melina versus Brandi Lauren, and more. And Drew Cordera joins us after the break. Stick around, Wrestling Observer Live.
Professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help with all your car care needs. Whether you're shopping for parts, accessories, or supplies, we've got you covered. Right now, get Superior Coverall Tire Shine 2 for $16, plus earn double O rewards points. Keep your car looking like new. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Staples Connect has everything for back to school at amazing prices. Right now, Crayola 12-count colored pencils and 10 plus 2 Crayola marker bonus packs and Staples 2-pack scissors are just 97 cents each. So your student won't just be ready for school. They'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school today and get more than ready for school. Ends 9/18. Limit 30 on Crayola. Limit 6 on scissors.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Drew Cordera, Beyond Wrestling, and so much more. Drew, how you doing here today?
And so much more. I'm actually on site with my food truck championship belt getting set up for an event right now.
The food truck championship belt.
Yeah, championship belt. It's a grilled cheese food truck.
That's excellent. So I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but like that's the other thing you do, right? Is running a food truck, or am I out of my mind?
No, yeah, primarily that's what I do. Is I run a wrestling themed grilled cheese food truck. We have an event today in Colt State Park, Bristol, Rhode Island. So we'll be serving probably about 4:30 to 8:00.
Excellent.
Drew, I gotta ask you. Wait, hold on. I gotta ask because I'm a DC guy, and they got a whole food truck row that in DC every single day, and there's always competition there. But during the entire pandemic, because I know we're gonna talk about wrestling too, but how did all of that stuff affect your catering, affect the food truck, affect all that sort of stuff? Did you take a double hit with COVID, or were you able to pick up a little bit because you were mobile?
Definitely took a double hit in April. Last year, they pretty much suspended like permitting for all of the trucks. Wasn't really able to get started until the end of June, July. And so like, you know, April through October is our busy season. Sometimes we can stay busy through Christmas, but it's pretty much a truncated season last year. We got to serve from July to October. Definitely able to make up for lost time this year. So we've been very fortunate, but definitely took a double hit because you think, you know, even though you're outside, which is definitely safer than being packed inside, with coronavirus restrictions and whatnot, they were just afraid that there would be like unmanageable crowds. So
I see.
It took a while to get back going, but we're actually going to be doing a pop-up on site between the WWR Plus show and American Rana this Sunday in Worcester. So the truck's not going to be there, but we'll be serving grilled cheese in the kitchen at the White Eagle downstairs between the two events.
All right. Now, we don't have to get too personal or business related here, but I got to ask, I mean, of the two here, I mean, Beyond Wrestling is as far as like indies go, it's extremely successful. But the food truck, I mean, it's a food truck. So of the two, I mean, which is your most successful endeavor?
The food truck is very successful, but there's a ceiling to it. You know, you only operate so many months of the year because of the weather, and I can only serve as many people as come to the truck. But I feel like with Beyond Wrestling, we can reach pretty much anybody that has an internet connection. Obviously, over 3 million YouTube subscribers, and then thousands of people subscribe to IWTV to see our events live. So, you know, right now, the food truck is pretty reliable, and wrestling is always all over the place. So I'm hoping to get to a point in, you know, the next 5-10 years where maybe wrestling can take the place of the food truck. But for right now, we're rocking both.
You know, about, I'd say, a little over a year and a half ago, we really started increasing our YouTube presence. And we're 76,000 subscribers or something like that. We're on our way to our first 100,000. And then I take a glance at Beyond Wrestling, and as you noted, it's like in the millions.
Yeah, we feel bad.
What in the name of God did you do? How did you accomplish this?
So back in the day, YouTube tags used to be public, and so I would just copy all of WWE's tags for their videos, and you know, the rest is history. People think that it's just because we put up a lot of intergender wrestling, but YouTube is basically, you know, nobody knows how to crack the algorithm. They select the videos that they want to select to promote to worldwide audiences, and we're just kind of along for the ride. So, you know, I think if you go to, like, the Impact Wrestling channel, other, you know, wrestling channels, you kind of see, like, a lot of similar activity on the most watched videos is what it is. And you know, I think that when we stuck to doing 4 or 5 videos a week, being able to keep up with that consistent schedule, especially when we were taping uncharted territory throughout 2019, when we were doing our weekly events in Worcester, we were able to create a lot more content. Not that it's all about the content. To me, it's quality over quantity, but YouTube likes to reward the quantity. And when you have a lot of uploads, it's more likely to recommend your videos. The videos that it selects is kind of up to YouTube. You can't really, you know, pick and choose in that process. But then, you know, it just becomes a scenario where it's off to the races. You know, it's funny. There's like a promoter that'll hit me up every 6 months and be like, dude, how do I do it? And it's like, I don't know, man. You've been asking me for the same question for 11 years. Like, get on top of it and get to working, bud. Like, you've got a long time to make up for. So, yeah, that's the YouTube secret explained. Copy WWE's tags when they were public from 11 years ago. And, you know, you'll get a good runoff because they have 80 million subscribers, and just keep it up with constant releases. And eventually, you know, you might make a couple hundred dollars a month. So,
hey, there you go. Yeah, a couple hundred dollars a month. All these people that are like, oh, the WWE's YouTube. Let's talk about the realities of YouTube on another day. But first off, sure. Beyond American Rana 21 is coming up this weekend. And for those of you that are in Worcester, too bad. It's sold out. So IWTV is the place to go to see this, correct?
Yep. We'll be broadcasting starting at 6 o'clock. And earlier in the day, we have a WWR Plus women's wrestling event that's going to be starting at 1 o'clock. So doubleheader. And I think that there's a No Peace Underground maybe after American Rana, maybe starting around 9 or 10 o'clock Eastern as well. So big, big weekend for IWTV. $10 a month. Certainly worth signing up for.
So where are you in terms of a return following the pandemic? I mean, like, what's the capacity of the building? How does this compare to pre-pandemic? How do you feel as a promoter in terms of where you are now compared to then?
Sure. Well, we started doing events on the first Thursday of every month back in April. At that point, we were limiting capacity to 100 people. It was like that way for April and May. By the time we got to our June show, all restrictions had been lifted. But unfortunately, we were still charging a premium for our ticket prices because we were expecting to have restrictions. So June was a very tough month getting people to come to the show. Once restrictions were lifted, there wasn't that, you know, exclusive component to it. July, we rebounded in a big way. And it's been full capacity since then. You know, I would expect we're going to do, you know, for the amount of tickets sold versus the amount of people that show up is always a little bit different, but there's going to be a few hundred people at White Eagle. I still made sure to go under capacity just because I'm a worrywart about everything. And it's definitely been an uphill battle. I kind of thought that everything would bounce back. And then I think that people kind of realized, like, oh, the world opened up. Everything bounced back. Everybody had the opportunity to do everything. So, you know, not to sound like Vince McMahon where we're competing with sleep, but people certainly have a lot of options to spend their time and their money. And we really appreciate that the Worcester fan base has stayed extremely loyal, even though we couldn't present them a show at all throughout 2020. You know, we had to do outdoor shows in New York and New Jersey and whatnot. And, American Rana is kind of like a celebration of like, okay, we're back to full force now.
So if you, I mean, if anybody's been watching, we'll use NXT, for example. The last 2 weeks they've announced matches. Both of the matches haven't taken place. Uncleared, medically unfit to compete, unforeseen circumstances. There's a lot of different statements that they use, and we don't really know exactly what happened. But, I mean, there have been throughout all of wrestling matches, individuals that have gone down with COVID. Is happening in New Japan right now. Have you had to deal with any of that where you've built up big matches and, oh my God, 2 days before the show, someone tested positive, or has all been well?
Yeah, no, it's definitely happened. It's definitely something that we've experienced within the past couple months. And even, you know, when we're trying to plot through before vaccines were available and, you know, really staying on top of everybody as far as getting tested throughout this entire process, now with the vaccination cards. And, you know, I can only speak for my corner of the world, but like in Rhode Island, they've pretty much done away with all test sites. Like before, you could just walk in at any point without an appointment. So even that's become like a little bit more difficult. But, you know, that's why people are able to show their vaccination card. And, you know, you have to trust science that the vaccine's going to do its job and keep people safer than without it. But yeah, there's been a couple instances between the shows we had in 2020, not as many since we've been back to doing live events with the crowd, thankfully. But, you know, it's always something to kind of keep in back your mind. And I've always just been in the habit anyway of trying to have a couple extra hands on deck just in case somebody's car breaks down, somebody gets hurt the night before. So we're usually pretty prepared in these situations. But obviously, safety is the top priority. You don't want anybody coming to the shows, whether it's a fan or a wrestler, and getting sick.
Well, this is going to sound like maybe a silly question since I know I'm sure people want to work, but have you run into any headaches with any wrestlers, and no names or anything like that, but anybody who is upset with the restrictions in that certain locale you were running or has got an issue with this or with that? Has anybody expressed that to you in the last 12 months or so?
Yeah, and they get pulled and then that's that, you know, somebody else does the job. Wrestlers are certainly not interchangeable. People are not interchangeable. Everybody is a unique person. Everybody brings something different to the table. But when you're building a wrestling card, if you have 20, 25, 30 wrestlers, you know, again, there's situations where that person may not be able to appear. That's out of your control. So if it's in your control, it's a tough decision to make, but you have to keep everybody safe. If people don't feel safe coming to your shows, they're not going to be buying tickets. They're not going to be supporting your product. And you're not going to be able to put on shows. So, you know, it's not fun. It's been a lot more work for a lot less reward since we've come back. You know, American Rana, like I said, is going to break that trend, but it's all a necessary part of doing business. It's no different than with the food truck. When we were doing food truck events last summer, they would send the National Guard to take pictures to send back to the governor, making sure that people were staying masked. Obviously, if you're in a truck and it's 110 degrees, it's not pleasant wearing a mask. You're sweating into your, you know, your face and stuff like that, and it is kind of collecting. But it's either that or you find a different line of work. So, you know, I was definitely vocal for people's rights to be able to work through the pandemic as long as they were following different guidelines and stuff like that. As somebody that doesn't really have a safety net to fall back on, as I'm self-employed with both my businesses, you know, I understand that it's a lot of difficult decisions. So for the people that make the easy decisions by not following the rules, it's you know, we'll see when something opens up down the line.
As a well-spoken promoter here, Drew, as it says here in our chat, take us through the top matches of the card this weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wild card because we have special guests from New Japan, Ring of Honor, AEW, Impact, and a lot of these wrestlers are wrestlers that kind of cut their teeth in Beyond Wrestling, so it's awesome to be able to have them back. And then the rest of the wrestlers on the card that are getting the opportunities to work with some of these bigger names are the wrestlers that have really kept the lights on for us throughout the pandemic. So, you know, one of the big matches that I'm really excited about is a breakout four-way with, to me, the four best wrestlers that have been really busting their butts for us over the past year. And that's Willow Nightingale, Trisha Dora, Matt Mikowski, and Alec Price in a Beyond Wrestling signature four-way. But then, you know, you've got the other end of the card, and it's Chris Dickinson all by his lonesome going up against the team of Wheeler Yuta, Richard Holiday, Alexander James, and Logan Easton LaRoe. So certainly a little bit of intrigue there. Matt Cardona is going to be making his Beyond Wrestling debut alongside Mark Sterling, and he's going to be wrestling Teddy Goods. And that's kind of interesting because Teddy's got, you know, I really love entrepreneurs and people that are self-employed and, you know, just keeping up with the spirit of being your own boss. And Teddy actually opened up a toy store in the pandemic in New Bedford, Massachusetts. So, you know, with obviously, you know, Cardona and the Major Brothers Figure podcast, you know, the toy collector versus the toy store owner just seemed like a natural fit. What else we got on the card? We have a dream women's tag team match with women's wrestlers that have been like generationally important to Beyond Wrestling. Kimberly, Jordan Grace, they're going to be teaming, and they're going to be going against Masha Slamovich and Legit Layla Hirsch. We have a six-person tag with Slade and Bear Country going against Aaron Rourke and Bryce Donovan and Bobby Orlando with Cam Sagami in their corner. And I don't know what else. Whoever I forgot, they're going to be matched.
We got Red Titus, Tony Deppen, Dan Barry and Dutch, no DQ.
Oh yeah, Dan's going to be real mad. Yeah, no, I mean Dan and Dutch have been teaming on and off for years, and you know, now that Bill Carr is Dutch in Ring of Honor, I think that Dan Barry's not too pleased about that. So they're going to settle their differences in a hardcore match.
Masha and Layla are my new favorite tag team, by the way. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's like a perfect pairing, right? And that's the type of stuff that it's like it's really important to support the independent wrestling scene because those are the kind of pairings that really you're not going to really see anywhere else, although obviously Masha just debuted for AEW as well. I'm pretty excited to see what they're going to bring to the table. And I really hope that it's going to bring out a lot of the women's wrestling fans and a lot of independent wrestling fans that might be on the fence about what the women's wrestling scene is in 2021, what it looks like, because we rebooted Women's Wrestling Revolution back in May as WWR Plus. So it's a focus on women's wrestling, but it's not exclusively limited to women's wrestling. And some of the talent that has come through, like Megan Bain, Ashley D'Amboise, Kennedy Copeland, Kaya McKenna. I mean, you're talking people that take, you know, wrestlers that take their conditioning seriously. They're athletes and they're well trained and they have a very professional presentation. And, you know, everything about them is like, wow, how can you be this new to the game with this level of experience and expertise? And I think that if we can just get a few more people to tune into IWTV at 1 o'clock that are going to be tuning in for American Rana, I think they're going to be blown away. And it's going to be like, wow, how haven't I heard of this before? So we've spent the last 3 months kind of setting up like the return of WWR Plus. And I feel like this weekend is kind of like our grand opening.
Well, I want to thank you very much. And we're going to head to a break here. Stick around, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live. Stand by, Drew.
All right.
Not sure where our producer went here. We're still connected. But stand by, everybody.
Live radio.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me send a text. This is very odd. Well, Drew, I'm just going to come back here in a second, and we'll do a 90-second wrap-up. Just plug everything that you've got in 60 seconds, if possible. That way I can still get them this file. Everything will be great.
Okay, can you send me a message when I've gone 60 seconds?
Yes.
Or like 55, so I know to wrap it
up. It doesn't need to be exactly 60, but just take about a minute and plug the IWTV and everything like that.
All right, cool.
It'll be good. Yeah, I don't know what happened. We're still connected, but we have vanished. Oh, here we go.
Come, my lady, come, my lady.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760.